This episode covers when you want to fix it, but she needs you to listen. You've probably done this more times than you'd like to admit. She starts telling you what's wrong, and by the fourth sentence, you've already got a plan. Here's what you'll walk away with, the exact words to use instead. So listening doesn't feel like doing nothing. Most men who fix instead of listen learned it as a survival skill, not a character flaw. If you grew up in a house where feelings caused problems and solving them made things calm again, jumping to a fix is how you learn to keep the peace. Maybe you were the kid who got praised for having an answer and ignored when you just had a feeling. Now, when she brings you a problem, your brain still runs the old program. Find the fix, restore the calm, move on. It made sense once. It doesn't work the same way with her. What's my specific piece in jumping to fix things instead of just listening? I do it because it feels like doing something, even when it's the wrong something. When she vents, she's usually not asking you to solve anything. She's checking whether you're still paying attention to her life. Researchers call this a bid for connection, a small reach toward you to see if you'll turn toward her or turn away. A fast solution is one way of turning away, even when you mean it as help. Here's what happens on her end. She's mid-sentence, working through how she feels, and you cut in with an answer. To you, that's efficient. To her, it feels like you decided the conversation was over before she was done having it. Her shoulders tighten. She stops elaborating. She might even apologize for bringing it up at all, which is the opposite of what either of you wants. You're not wrong that you have good ideas. You're just early with them. Timing is the whole problem here. So here's the method. Four steps in order. Step one, catch the urge. The second you feel a solution forming, notice it. That urge is information, not an instruction. You don't have to act on it right away. Step two, ask before you assume. Before you respond, ask her directly whether she wants you to listen or help. This single question saves both of you from guessing. Step three, reflect it back. Say what you heard in your own words, not a summary of the facts, a summary of how it sounded like she felt. Step four, earn the right to weigh in. Once she's said what she needed to say and you've reflected it back, ask if she wants your take. If she says yes, offer it briefly. If she says no, let it go. Now let's get into the actual words. Say this the moment you catch yourself reaching for a fix. Say this. Wait. Before I say anything else, let me make sure I heard you right. Just pause and take a breath. Keep going. I'm listening. That pause, said out loud, keeps her from feeling like she lost your attention. She usually keeps talking, often with more detail than before, because she can tell you're not waiting for your turn. Once she's finished, try reflecting what you heard. Say this. So today felt like nobody had your back, and you're worn out. Take a second before you carry on, so it has time to land. Did I get that right? She'll either confirm it and keep talking, or correct you, which tells you exactly what she still needs you to understand. If you're not sure whether she wants advice or just wants to be heard, don't guess. Say this. Do you want me to just listen right now? Or do you want ideas too? Wait here. And do not fill the silence. Either one is fine. I just want to give you the right thing. Handing her the choice, instead of deciding for her, lowers her guard right away. Different men slip back into fixing for different reasons. And here's how to adjust based on the pattern you recognize in yourself. If you tend to go quiet and just wait it out, that reads as checked out, not patient, even though it feels calm to you. Say one sentence, even just repeating her last line back to her. If you tend to explain your side or bring up what's not fair to you, save that for after you've reflected hers. Once she feels heard, she's usually far more willing to hear your part too. If you feel your energy rising to match hers, slow your voice down and reflect at half the volume. When you regulate first, she stops bracing for an argument. If your instinct is to leave the room, stay in it, even without words, and tell her you're not leaving the conversation. If she happens to call you out mid-conversation, saying something like you're not even listening, don't defend yourself. Say this. You're right. I jumped to fixing it again. Give me another shot at just listening. Just breathe for a moment before you carry on. Go ahead. I'm not going to interrupt. Agreeing with her read on the moment, instead of arguing about your intentions, is what gets you back on track. And if you catch yourself 2 minutes into listing solutions and notice her face has closed off, stop and name it. Say this. I just noticed I've been trying to solve this instead of hearing you out. Can you back up and tell me the part I missed? If the whole conversation already went sideways and she's gone quiet since, don't wait for her to bring it up again. A same-day repair works better than a perfect apology 3 days later. Try something like, I've been thinking about earlier, I jumped straight to fixing it. Instead of just listening to you, can we try that conversation again? She might take you up on it right away, or she might need until tomorrow. Either way, you've told her you noticed, which matters more than getting the timing exactly right. Before you try any of this in a hard conversation, practice it somewhere low stakes first. A coworker complaint, a customer service problem, anything that lets you build the habit before it counts. When you listen before you fix, the shift she notices first is small. Her sentences get longer instead of shorter. She stops saying never mind and finishes her thought instead. Over the next few days, that shows up as her bringing you more, not less, a story from her day, a worry she'd normally sit on alone, her hand finding yours on the couch without either of you making a thing of it. None of that happens because you solved a problem. It happens because you proved you'd rather sit with her in it than rush her out of it. You picked up this episode because part of you already knew the fixing wasn't working, and you sat with that instead of scrolling past it. Send her one text tonight, letting her know you heard what she said, or just ask how she's doing before the day pulls you both in tomorrow morning. You can't control how fast this changes, only whether you sit with her in it or rush her out of it. If you want to go deeper on this, you'll find the links right in the guide where you got this audio, or head to the Two-Way Intimacy Library page and look for the same title. The full guide, playbook, and checklist are all available as free PDF downloads. The playbook walks you through the key steps in a format you can work through on your own. The checklist gives you a quick reference you can come back to before a conversation. Hopefully, something you heard will help with whatever brought you here today.